Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Lose Your Free Will. Free will is a curious thing. For many, it is the ability to choose, to decide, to have conscious thoughts that you think you direct. It's all in the mind. And yet, how much of it is really you? How much of it is real in any sense? You are influenced by many things. Your past, your present, emotions, hormones, people outside of you. How much of your choices, your thoughts, your decisions is really your own? If you think about it, almost any thought can be traced back to something else. It is practically impossible to have an actual original thought. Memory is associative, as are thoughts and ideas. One is based on another and another and another. Every fantasy you have, every idea that you have is based on something else. In a way, you're no more than a clever algorithm. And free will is a burden, isn't it? Having to choose, to confront, to decide. What if it's all taken away from you for a little while? Just a moment where your free will is completely gone and you exist simply to follow. There can be an incredible peace in that. No free will means no responsibility. No choices, no thoughts, no burdens. Of course, if you like, you cannot participate. You can try to show that you have free will to choose to listen to something else. And again, curiosity is a very interesting aspect of the human mind, isn't it? Because you could step away, but maybe you'd miss out on something. Maybe you'd miss out on showing how good you are at following and flowing deep into a state of trance, enjoying the wonders of your imagination, powerfully projecting new realities onto your mind, and showing, unlike anything, that you are really good at going into hypnosis. Maybe you know this already. Maybe it is new to you. But the mind is a very powerful tool. And hypnosis is a very nice way to influence this tool, to guide it, show it a new path or a new direction. Take, for example, a part of your body, any part. Focus on that part, whether it's on the left or the right, high or low, far or near to your mind. Focus on this one part. Even though you have the free will to move it, you do not control all the things that happen inside of it. The pulse of your heart, the flow of information, nerves, signals being sent. You're just along for the ride. And focus on this part. Really put all your attention in it. Imagine as if your very being is being moved into this part. And you are that. That you experience all your senses from that perspective. Now your body keeps on functioning. It does not need any decisions or choices. Breathing happens. Your heart keeps on beating. Whatever nourishment your body needs is being moved around to where it is needed. And spending a moment focused on a single part of your body in an almost meditative state allows you to let go of the rest. Free will can be heavy. Those decisions that you still need to make, those choices ahead, it'd be much nicer not to think about them for a little while. I'm going to count down, and with every count I'd like your body to exhale the last of your free will until nothing is left. You don't have to do anything, it'll just happen. And while you may think thoughts, that too will be exhale. 10. A nice breath in and everything out. 9. Finding your own rhythm for your breaths without even thinking. You might exhale multiple times before I reach the next number. 8. Letting it all happen automatically as you go into a deep trance. 7. Each count allows you to exhale your free will. 6. Drifting into a never-ending depth, a deep hypnotic trance. 5. So very relaxed, sinking down into nothing. 4. every exhale is so relieving. Three. Drifting into such a nice deep trance. Two. It all just happens as automatic as your heartbeat. One. And it is time to let go. In a moment, I'm going to say a word, and that word will feel like you're just letting go of everything. Your thoughts stop, and your mind just drops away. And that feeling of dropping away can be really nice. Some people find it very calming to lose their free will. In this state, you are incredibly open to suggestions. Every word I say simply flows into your unconscious mind. It's as easy as breathing. And when I say something like drop, it just somehow seems to fall even deeper, doesn't it? The trance going into another depth, the hypnotic state growing stronger. And being suggestible actually shows that your mind is very powerful. Because the more you're able to absorb these words, the more powerful your mind is at making them real. So drop as you lose your free will for a while. It will return to you naturally in a couple of minutes after my voice is done. And once it is returned to you, I'm sure you'll appreciate how the mind is such a powerful tool, and hypnosis is even better. Right now, you simply follow. You listen to the suggestions and let your body settle and relax. It can adjust all by itself if it needs to. As you lose your free will and enjoy the freedom of thought, completely open and mindless, draw. Now, one of the nice things I'm going to do is I am going to wake you. However, it will serve something called fractionation, where you are woken up only to drop down deeper. Even while awake, your free will is still wonderfully absent, and you'll be able to open your eyes with no thoughts and just a wonderful blankness in your mind as you wake, taking a moment to adjust your body or stretch if you need to. Very good. And then, as I say drop, your mind and body just switch off again, sinking down. And it's just nice, quiet and calm. You might be surprised at how nice it feels to be blank and awake, looking, listening, your body awake but your mind still very much absent. A blank slate, suggestible and open. Nod. Very good. Feel it happen, how your body simply follows the suggestion. Nod again. That's right. Drop. And that wonderful feeling of escaping your free will can settle so deep inside. You're welcome to return anytime you like. Listening might help, of course. Suggestions to follow can feel really nice sometimes. You'll choose who and when. And once your choice to lose your free will has been made, you can drop and enjoy yourself. In a moment, when I count back up, you'll find your will returning. But don't worry. If my voice follows, it'll be gone just as easily. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, ten, wake. Very well done. And take a moment to notice the difference in your mind. How nice the quietness was. Enjoy.